Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a free-for-all Friday. What does that mean? Well, every day on What's On Your Mind, we want to know what your opinion is. But Friday, you know, there's just a little something in the air. The weekend's here and a good opportunity to just let us know. You know, let her rip. Whatever it is that's on your mind. Just, exactly. You know, remove those inhibitions and within the realm of North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, nice. Let us know what's on your mind. You can do the Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Welcome back, Todd. Glad you're out of the IT world after a couple of days of
I'm never really out of that world. I just decided I'm not going into that world today.
We are live in Tioga, North Dakota today, as a matter of fact. And I am sitting in the all-new Tioga Aero Center, as a matter of fact, which is really, really nice. And Kathy Nesson and Nesta Consulting is going to join us. We're going to talk with some of the folks from the Tioga Aero Center, and just encourage folks in general aviation to include Tioga on your stops now and know that you have a wonderful facility to call home while you're here. They have a crew lounge. I was in the original Tioga Aero Center. Well, it wasn't called Tioga Aero Center, but it was just like a little, mini FBO, and they literally, you would go down a ladder, and you could stay in some bunks. That's where the pilots would hang out when they were here.
The Tioga Propeller Center, or what was the technology?
Yeah, I don't even know that they had a name. I don't know.
Well, they'd have a name.
I remember when Rick Santorum flew in, we took a picture of him by it, and it was a fancier name that fit the actual facility. But now the new name, Tioga Aero Center, fits what's happening. It's beautiful. It's really nice. Crew lounge and just all the facilities here and very nice full kitchen. And, you know, there's food here. There's rental cars here. And it's a beautiful facility. So we'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the day. Do you have any demands today, Todd? Any demands you want to share? I think Michael Moore is inspiration for all of us now that we should tweet out our demands in the middle of the night.
What is he demanding now?
I don't know. I don't know if he really believes this stuff or if he's just trying to stay relevant, you know, maybe so that a few people will go to his movies or what. But he sent out some tweets in the middle of the night with some demands. And I'm most interested what our listeners think of his demands. One of which is to disarm police.
Oh, disarm? How's that going to work?
I don't know.
How are the police going to do their job if they can't be armed?
Well, I mean, none of this has to make sense. It's Michael Moore. I mean,
He's got to have a premise. Otherwise, maybe he is a lunatic. I don't know, but he is a lunatic if he thinks the police can do their job and not be armed. How does he suggest they be armed?
They have no, he wants them disarmed.
How are they going to defend themselves? If somebody runs up to them with a gun...
I'm not sure he wants them defended.
When the police go into the hood, they just get shot and killed. That's the answer?
Yeah, I guess so. He sent one tweet at 3:16 in the morning that said the following. Imprison you, shoot you, sever your spine, crush your larynx, send you to war, keep you poor, call you a thug, not let you vote, but you can sing for us. The second tweet at 4:03 a.m.
Is he writing or rapping?
Yeah, I'm not sure. 4:03, he writes, but 45 minutes of inspiration brings this. Here's my demand. See, this is where I'm thinking you and I ought to tweet out our demands. But here's his demand. I want every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today. And then an hour later...
He's rapping. He's not writing. He's rapping.
It took an hour for the inspiration for this final bit of wisdom from Michael Moore. Next demand, disarm the police. We have a quarter billion Second Amendment guns in our homes for protection. We'll survive till the right cops are hired.
The right cops.
Yeah, the right
cops. All of the cops that are cops right now are wrong?
Disarm them. Protect yourself, because quarter billion Second Amendment guns in our homes, like, that's some sort of bad thing. We'll survive till the right cops are hired.
Who are the right cops? And what makes the cops that are there currently the wrong cops? They can't all be wrong.
We have this vast, wide, awesome audience.
All the cops that are cops right now be wrong? How can that be?
You're asking all the right questions, Todd. These are all good questions.
I'm glad I'm asking good questions, because, boy, am I confused right now.
He's not at my speed dial, so I think we need the audience to either tell us your demands.
You and Michael Moore aren't tight, huh? You guys don't hang or anything like that?
No. He's not responding to our request for an interview. I don't know why. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Maybe
studio.
He'd have had a few. Was alcohol involved in this thing or what? Tell me he was drinking or something when he...
It's an odd time of the night to be tweeting demands, so you might be onto something there. I don't know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails, or you can text Todd. How do we text you, Todd?
701-226-8503. I noticed my absence from the show didn't mean people stopped texting, which is fine. I just wasn't able to read them as fast.
All right, well, we'll catch up on a few of those as we go throughout the program, too. And you can ask me anything today. It's a free-for-all Friday, so let it rip. And Karen in North Fargo wants to ask me a question. Ask me anything, Karen. What's your question?
Well, if we wanted to drive from Minot to one of the small cities in western North Dakota, would it be a Betty Davis bumpy ride, or are the roads good?
Well, the roads are great. Yeah, did you say Minot to one of the towns in western North Dakota?
Yeah.
You're going to go Minot west?
Yeah.
Okay. If I were you, I would obviously take Highway 2 probably, go west, get you to Williston nicely, but you can venture off, maybe go south at Stanley on 8 down to Newtown.
If you get on to Sue's Cafe in Hazen, I'll be there this afternoon.
You could go see Todd, sure. That's a beautiful part of North Dakota as well.
Great onion rings, great burgers.
Oh, love that place.
Mm.
You could also go all the way to Williston and then go south as well that way, go down towards Watford City. And that's a beautiful bar. I was in Newtown last night. And Brett and Trish Erdman have had the grand opening of the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites. It was a fun time. They had a neat little deal, silent auction, all the proceeds benefiting the Newtown first responders. From 4 until 8 yesterday, and a ton of people there, a great time. And those hotels are just amazing. They really are. And
would I need to make a reservation ahead of time?
I do most times, but I don't always, because sometimes I don't know exactly where I'm going to be staying, you know. So it's sort of up to you. You don't need to. More and more there's accommodations at more of the hotels that have been built in this part of the world, so just take a little tour, and where you land, you land. But there's plenty of options, a lot of good communities to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're just going to go on a little tour? Is that what you're planning?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. All right, Karen, have fun, and thanks for calling. Happy to be your travel guide today on the program. Anytime, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tioga Aero Center, our location today. Brand new facility at the Tioga Airport. Great FBO for folks in the general aviation world. Great spot to stop. If you're flying from place to place, rather than like Karen's doing, driving from place to place. A little windy out there today, but you know what? It's North Dakota, so we're used to that. We should tweet out some demands, Todd, before the end of the program. We've got to keep up with Michael Moore here. Not crazy things like disarming the police.
I really want to know. Sleep on it. Then wake up at a normal hour. If 3 or 4 in the morning is not a normal hour for you, sleep the rest of the night, then wake up and make your demands. Because that sounded goofy.
Kevin says Moore should open up his many estates as a halfway house for parolees. There you go. Yeah. Ben says this guy will say anything to get attention. Is that what's going on? I mean, do you think he really believes it? Darren says he's relevant with a giant question mark. Ashley says, I like Moore. Good job taking his words out of context, Scott. you old blowhard.
Wait a minute. Did you read his words?
I actually read it verbatim. Yeah.
Well, how do you take that out of context?
You'd have to ask Ashley. I don't know. But he thinks I'm an old blowhard. So.
I mean, if you're reading his entire verbiage verbatim, there is no out of context because it's complete. It's there.
Yeah, right. Rush is the same way, says Ashley. So, yeah, I think the
Rush will read an excerpt. You're not reading an excerpt, correct? You're reading the entire...
Read the whole thing.
Well,
whole darn tweet. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Michael Moore is an empty-headed buffoon. He is welcome to emigrate to a country that has no armed police force. And let's see if there are any affluent enough people there to buy movie tickets. Thank you, Andrea, for that text. Interesting.
Does he believe it? Or is it for a fact? Is it for a fact?
I
mean, is there any common sense in the idea of disarming the police is what I want to know. John and Bismarck, when we come back, wait to weigh in, too. We're live in Tioga today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, if you need a tank wash, you mention my name at Polar Service Center in either Kildare or Billings, either location, and your first one's $100 off. That's a heck of a deal, isn't it? So if you're hauling a tank trailer, listen up. My friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota, and Billings, Montana, said, Scott, tell you what, just tell them to mention your name. They'll get $100 off their first tank wash. So why would you go anywhere else? And my trucker friends tell me they love the quality and professional service of a Polar Tank Wash, too. There's no waiting in Billings right now. The Bakken's a bit busier, but they have expanded truck wash hours now to help get you in there. And they do it all at Polar. They can build you the tank trailer, then they fix it. They weld it, bring a part to your door. There's simply not a tank part at Polar Service Center doesn't have. That is the truth. From your truck hydraulics to all of the parts you use to move whatever you're hauling, vacuum pumps, blowers, gear pumps, and more. Plus, your next tank wash just got better. $100 off when you tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Centers, Highway 22 north of Kildare, or I-90 Billings on the north side of I-90. Take either exit 452 or 455 in the Billings. All right? And after you stop in, give us a ring. Let us know how it went. John and Bismarck, thanks for waiting. You are next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
How are you?
Just fine. I'm just looking at some of the things that I taught when I was a young boy. First of all, the police officer's authority comes from our Creator, God, to keep the peace and to protect and to serve. When I grew up, part of looking at authority, and there is authority, some people do not want to recognize it, that police officers have authority over them. And that's one thing that I learned going through a school, which they used to teach, but they don't teach that no more. They say, well, the officer is only there to carry out the law, but his purpose is to keep the peace. And the firearm that he carries is to help keep that peace. And if you have people who are rioting and doing different types of stuff and which are against the common good, then he has authority to use that weapon.
Yeah, and so if you remove the weapon, what have you got? You've got lawlessness. You have no ability to do.
You've got lawlessness, right? And you can't allow that to happen.
But see, maybe the worldview of Michael Vore, which obviously was shaped by a very different upbringing than you had, John, because
when they quit teaching about God and the responsibility of the citizens to carry out the wishes of the authorities. Then that creates a different type of personality. When I went to school, the police officers came into the schools, and they were human beings. You've seen them as human beings. Apparently, these guys haven't seen the police officers as being human beings, people who love other people, that got families themselves, and do not wish to have violence and all this type of thing. And that's why they became police officers, to protect and serve and to keep the peace.
All good points. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. Do they want lawlessness? Do they want? Is that what they're after? I mean, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, but you often wonder. 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hang on. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Michael Moore made the movie Bowling for Columbine and attacked the NRA and Charleston Heston and tried to make everybody look bad, and we needed to get rid of guns back then. And now he's trying to use the Second Amendment and people that own guns, which are mostly NRA members, to defend against those evil policemen. And it just seems kind of ironic that if we would have listened to him back then, we wouldn't have any guns or Second Amendment. But now he's using the Second Amendment to have reasons to get rid of the police force. It's just, ironically, Michael Moore. But anyway, talking about him was like talking about stupidity. So thank you much.
Appreciate the call. Although, you know, there's a part of me that says this stuff has to be exposed, discussed, and ridiculed. I mean, one part of me wants to go, oh, why even bother? Just blow the guy off, right? But the other says he's not alone. And if those of you that have common sense don't stand up against this stuff, they'll fill the space.
You got to hold his feet to the fire and get rid of armed law enforcement. Okay, then how do they do their job?
It's just so over the top ridiculous that you really need to push back. Yeah. Don says a consistent, hypocritical donkey. Used a different word during the program. Here. He should join Snowden in Russia. He should join Snowden in Russia and enjoy Putin up close and personal. Craig says, how about disarming Jabba's security guards? Not sure who Jabba is, do you?
Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt? Does he think he's similar in stature to Jabba the Hutt? I don't know. Yeah, Jeremy says, I don't think disarming the police is reasonable since citizens have Second Amendment rights, but I don't think we should be incarcerating people of any race for minor nonviolent infractions. And this happens to African Americans at an alarming rate. As a side note, everyone who has been critical of the protest and rioting as of late should read this. I'm not going to read it, but it's a Salon piece. Let's go to that. One of his other demands had to do with... Again, a little over the top and a little ridiculous, but my demand, here's my demand. This was the 4:03 a.m. demand. Here's my demand. I want every African-American currently incarcerated for drug crimes or nonviolent offenses released from prison today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why only one race?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I thought the whole point was to not be racial.
But here's my question. This is where maybe it's worthy of a discussion. Nonviolent offenses, for instance, or you hear this a lot about drug use, not selling drugs, not major drug operations, but drug use. Do you believe too many people that fit that category of a criminal are put in jail? What do you think? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Can we find anything that makes any sense in what he's saying?
Well, not to mention the fact that why one race's use of drugs should be released when there are other races.
Yeah, set
also.
That dumb idea aside. I'm simply saying nonviolent offenses, no matter race, and drug use. Do those people belong in jail? Tell me what you think.
At least we're leveling the playing field, at least. Okay, all right.
Rick is in the city we're in. Tioga. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling. My demand, as you were saying, our demand is mine, as anyone that's on government assistance needs to go out and do something for the citizens, such as clean the parks, whatever they put up their alley, sweep the streets, do something to justify their handout.
All right, if you're on government assistance of any kind,
and you're capable of it, go out and do something.
And you're capable. Okay, yep. So give back. Something that relieves the pressure on the city. All right. I like this trend.
If I was there and I had my hand out saying, hey, I really need some help, I'd try to pay it back.
All right. Is what Rick asking reasonable? His demand's a little better than Michael Moore. What's your demand? Tell us. We'll continue.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We're back at Tioga today, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Whole series of Pick Up the Patch events happening. Dickinson started yesterday, continues today. It's their big pickup day today in Dickinson, so get the stuff out to the berm. And Dickinson, but a lot more happening in the communities, Watford, Tioga, all over the place. So check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com for a complete list and take part, all right? We are in Tioga today at the Tioga Aero Center. I'm going to talk to Kathy Nesset and others from the Tioga Aero Center come up here just a little bit on the program, so stay tuned for that. All right, Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, you have a question about people being incarcerated, you know, for nonviolent crimes, and you know, and that's probably true, but I want to know why a person that's walking around owing you and me $7 million is not incarcerated. That's Al Sharpton. Why is he not in prison when he owes $7 million to you and me? Why is he not in jail? So I mean, it goes both ways.
Let's send that tweet out. Let's send that tweet out, right? We demand that Al Sharpton be held accountable to the same standard everybody else is.
He walk around with the mayor like he's her bodyguard. He owes me $7 million.
Yeah, speaking of that,
who he is,
I wonder if folks saw that.
About it.
Yeah, that was amazing. So he arrives in Baltimore, which, you know, now the waters will part now that Al Sharpton's arrived, right? And big surprise that he's hanging out with the mayor. And a reporter from Fox News comes up and asks the mayor a question. Pretty good question, actually. Just said, you know, what do you say to the business owners whose businesses were looted when you had police standing down, right? So you tell the police stand down, and then in the space you've got, you know, looting of businesses. If I was a business owner, I'd say, hey, you know, I pay my taxes, so I have a, you know, protection. We have law enforcement. You tell them to stand down. My business is ruined. What gives here? What's going to happen? So good question. Not a cheap shot question. I think a fair question any reporter would ask. He's asking it of the mayor next to Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton shoves them away.
Yeah. Here's a tax cheat. Who doesn't pay his taxes? I'm going, come on. Who do you think you are? I mean, don't tell me that, you know, there's people from all races that get by with things, and that's just a fact. And certainly there's probably more people in jail than there should be for marijuana charges and stuff. I probably won't argue that. But I mean, that doesn't give people the right to burn down buildings and shoot people, and that doesn't help anything.
No, it sure doesn't. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks a bunch. One texter to Todd. Says, demand number one, find your common sense and use it. All right? That's a great demand.
Kind of hard to argue that, right?
Right, it is. It's a great demand. But, you know, Michael Moore thinks what he sent out was common sense. And
it wasn't even coherent, regardless of any ideology, anything. It just was rambling and very incoherent.
I was trying to find at least something that was worthy of arguing about, and that's his idea of, you know, folks incarcerated for nonviolent offenses. He says drug crimes. He just wants to, I mean, that's ridiculous. Drug crimes, somebody dealing drugs. They should be in jail. Why shouldn't they be? But just saying, okay, drug use, just trying to find a sliver of something that's worthy of a debate. Nonviolent offenses, should they be in jail? Tell me what you think. If Michael Moore can do it, we can do it. What's your demand today? Before the break, we had somebody say, hey, if you're on any kind of government assistance, how about you help, you know, do some public good, clean things up? All right. That's a demand. Give me yours. Jerome in Kenmare, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Jerome. Are you there, Jerome? Jerome is not there. Lost our connection. Had a good connection. You call back. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll go to Dan in Fargo next while we see if we can get Jerome back. Dan, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, lately my patience is just shattered with the Fargo Forum. I canceled my subscription to it, but occasionally I look at it. You would have no idea. You are being misinformed about the status and the state and the tragedies and the scandals going on in this country and worldwide, for that matter, in foreign policy, judging by all of these leafy spurges and prairie rose patterings of the Fargo Forum. The AP stories they feature, the Knight Ridder series, never highlights the outrageous stuff going on, scandal after scandal. And you know, as well as anybody, all of this about the IRS, the Veterans Administration, the Justice Department. It never ends. And the forum is just in a never land of some unrelated thing to issues that are important. Now, you get some local things. I give them a hat off. They've done a good job on the sex trafficking and the railway safety accidents and occasional things impacting the oil patch. But even there, you can see the bias that's all pro-environmental extremist about how they handle those stories. But the forum is just losing touch with ordinary Americans. And, you know, I believe they have an obligation to inform and to be impartial when they do it. But there's too many of these stories, and also on WDAY, of kittens being rescued and turkeys that are in danger and save the beavers, you know. It's just an Alice in Wonderland environment that those editors are living in.
That's a pretty good description, Alice in Wonderland, especially on some of the things that you shake your head and say, okay, that's news, and I'm with you on that beaver one. I couldn't believe it. You know what I think is great about it, Dan, though? There's so many other ways to get your news now that when an organization acts in a biased manner like that, like you're describing, it's obvious to you. To the point where you're saying, I'm going to cancel my subscription. I'm not going to do this anymore. Imagine a day when you know they were there are far less news outlets and news sources when you didn't know how biased that is. You know it's biased because you're able to compare it to other things that you see and hear, right?
That's a good point. If I were going to write a letter and I urge somebody out there to do it, because I've written enough, they don't even publish. But take them to task on that. And you know. What you say about that is so true in this respect, too. All the late-night comedians now are yucking it up with routines about how dumb the college students and the man on the street is. It's become a joke. They don't know not only who the vice president is, they don't know anything. And yet the state of the country about the young people being informed is just terrible. And what can they turn to? The street people turn to Plains Reader, and what's that got? You know, that's just more of this kind of floating nebulous stuff with occasional good creative stories. But the real world, nope, the kids aren't being informed. The college kids, I don't know. You talk to them maybe probably more with call-ins and things where you contact people. Are they being grounded in our state of North Dakota here in reality?
Well, I think we're a little better than most, but I tell you what, it's a trend that's not going in the right direction in general. all across the USA in my mind, you know.
All right. Appreciate the work you do.
Thank you. I've done man-on-the-street things here for that very reason, just to try and compare and generally find it's considerably better here, but it's still, you know, it's still not going in the right direction in my mind. And just basic civic things. Scott and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. 800-228-0550, by the way. 800-228-0550. That's our telephone number for you to tell us what's on your mind. Or if you want to be... if you want to be the voice of reason, tell us what your demands are. We'll contrast them against Michael Moore's demands. So, common sense demands from the fine audience of What's on Your Mind Today. I'm loving this. Hello, Scott. You're next.
I say, I like the common sense demand, but and I agree with it 100%. I think it was Mark Twain who said the problem with common sense is that it's not all that common. You know, it's showing these days. And... anyway, so I agree with that. The one thing I say is if people are receiving public assistance, what's wrong with a drug test? You know, receiving our money, what's wrong with a drug test? Furthermore, maybe they should be part of a random drug pool. Anybody who drives a truck or commercial vehicle, or a lot of people in their jobs have to take random drug tests, company policies, or they get fired. So if you're receiving... you know, I don't know if you call it a handout, but a handout or public assistance, if you need it, what's wrong with being part of a random mandate, you know, a required, you know, random drug test? That's my thoughts. I really believe that if you can't pass a drug test, then, you know, we got to look at another program, but not the public assistance.
Yeah, go. You know, I mean, there's an incentive to stay clean and hopefully ultimately get on the path towards self-sufficiency, right?
Well, that's right. The only way you can do it. I agree. I mean, if you're not, you got to be able to contribute to society, and there's got to be a cutoff, you know. Otherwise, it's just a never-ending, perpetual, vicious cycle. And we as a society, you know, become enablers, in my opinion.
And that's prison. That's prison, then. I mean, we're putting people in a different kind of prison. When
absolutely.
We're saying, here's the public assistance, and there's no strings, just... there you go. You know, use it as long as you need it. You put them in prison.
Make it easier, right? Give them a credit card. Much less so you don't even have to show the food stamp anymore. There's no shame.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
give them a credit card. And any kind of food. You know, no restrictions on the food, lest you, you know, you're mean and cruel. And no, I'm totally with you, Scott. Appreciate the call. Okay, Jerome and Kenner is back now. So let's get to you, Jerome. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and great program. I just had some thoughts on this with the elections coming up again and again, you know, and the political PACs and all the money that's poured into that. I just thought, you know, maybe they should put a 50% tariff on that. It'll still be bidding, going to the higher bidder, but pay down the debt with that or something. Make it more of an even playing field for the rest of people that can't buy the government.
All right, Jerome, appreciate that. I'm going to go to Joe and Bismarck here because I'm up against the clock and I want to get everybody in. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Two quick things. One is they're not throwing nonviolent offenders into jail. That's nonsense. You guys have kind of fallen into the trap of the spin that they're putting out there. If you look at California and a lot of these other major cities where I have some relatives, they're not arresting people for smoking pot. They're arresting drug dealers. So they're already so full of people doing violent crimes and dealing drugs. They don't have time for the regular pot smoker. They just assume that's just for the regular citizen. So that's just a spin that's not true. The second one is if you looked at the regular news or Fox News and then you look at MSNBC, it's similar to what that gentleman said about the farm reform. You would have thought there was nothing bad going on in the city. Because I like to go back and forth between the two. It's amazing how different they spin that. And on one station, they made it look like the police were Russian thugs, and they're looking at them, you know, the nightsticks and the cops, and they're showing all the...
Yeah, you know,
like,
you know, that is amazing.
It's amazing.
The good thing is, Joe, nobody's watching MSNBC to speak of. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Tioga today. Don't go away.
And tell us, what's on your mind?
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are back in Tioga today. Glad to be here for the opening of the Tioga Aero Center, which is at the Tioga Municipal Airport. And here's a pilot next to me for NASA Consulting Services. How you doing, Chris?
Good, Scott. How are you doing?
Tell me how you say your last name again.
DeCrescenti.
DeCrescenti.
Yes, sir.
If you say it, I won't mess it up.
I should try trying to spell it.
Anyway, we are sitting in the new Tioga Aero Center, and I wanted to get the perspective of a pilot about this new facility. This is an FBO. What is an FBO?
FBO stands for Fixed Base Operator, and what we do is handle all the general aviation aircraft coming in. So all the private traffic that, prior to us being here, kind of went neglected. We fuel aircraft, we park aircraft, we hangar aircraft, and we have a partnership with Minot Aero Center and Peach Aircraft Restoration to do on-contract maintenance.
All right, so you have services here that pilots just have not had in Tioga to this point.
Yes, prior to us being here, if you had a dead battery in your aircraft, you were kind of stuck until someone could come in with the required equipment. Now with us being here, we're able to help pilots in need.
Yeah, that's neat. And the facility itself, you know, the runway and the airport's rock solid. Tell us a little about the airport itself here.
We have a 5,100-foot runway, which is huge in this area, especially being in the Bakken Formation region. A lot of corporate jets would like to come in here, but prior to us being here, there was no services, so they would either fly into Williston or Minot and then drive into Tioga. But we've taken one step closer to their final destination.
Yeah, it really is a neat opportunity now to get a little more centrally located in the Bakken, and if your business is close to Tioga or this region, you can come in right here. How's it been received so far?
Pilots love it. the prior facilities, I mean, they worked, and they kept people out of the wind and the cold, but we're just kind of taking it to the next level. This is the oil capital of North Dakota, and you just kind of expect more coming here, and I think we've done that. Had an air ambulance helicopter crew call me Saturday night at 10:45 p.m., and they were stuck here due to weather. I was able to give them the door code so they could get inside, rest, kick up their feet on the recliners, and watch TV until the weather moved out. But, I mean, everyone just comes and they don't expect this from Tioga, so it's a pleasant surprise to a lot of pilots.
Yeah, and 24/7 now, this is open, as you mentioned, so that's something else to keep in mind. And you've got a crew lounge and you know, full kitchen and, you know, a lounge, a place for people to hang out, and television, and it's really every amenity you're going to get in most FBOs around the country, right?
Yeah, I mean, we offer the amenities and services of larger FBOs, but just at a smaller airport. Plus, we've got coffee. Pilots love coffee.
Do they?
They do.
You have to have good coffee, too?
And it has to be warm, and it has to have a little bit of caffeine to keep them going.
That's fantastic. Well, glad you're doing this. Thanks a bunch. We're going to talk with Kathy a little later on as well, and I know she is obviously probably no greater ambassador for Tioga and the region than Kathy Nesset, and another great addition. So congrats.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. You bet. Live in Tioga today, the opening of the new Tioga Air Center. And by the way, a lot of fun planned for this afternoon. The actual grand opening event is coming up this afternoon. Starts at 3 o'clock. We'll run through some of the fun. Kathy throws a good party with Kathy here a little later on, so you can check it out. We'd love to have you come on up and take in some of the fun. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd has a comment from a listener who called during the break. Go ahead and let that
a great person that wasn't very popular. Maybe when the...
He got jumped in the middle of it.
Yeah, what I'd like to see is everybody votes for the person they don't want to be president. That way, the person with the least amount of votes might be like the seventh or eighth person that wasn't very popular. Maybe win the presidency because he's least despised. And also, I do agree with you with Mike Moore thing. I remember during the potato famine in Ireland, they actually had somebody write to the king and said, we need to go ahead and feed the people in Ireland because they're starving and they're eating their own babies. It was so extremely offensive. And he said, they're eating their own babies like they do in America. Well, the king actually believed they were eating the babies in America, and so he actually started feeding people in Ireland. So thank you much. Thanks.
All right. Got the second part. I'm not sure I get the vote. Vote for the person you like least?
Well, that way they're the least despised one will be the one who ends up winning because we're the most indifferent about it, I think, is what he's getting at.
Oh, okay. Kurt says MSNBC hosts need to pay their taxes. That's his demand. It's a good demand. John Corzine needs to be investigated. Soros owns taxes, too. All right.
Got hey, one Michael, more for you here.
If Michael Moore can crank out his demands, so can we. All right, you got another?
Scott, to Todd, John. Michael Moore talking about releasing people from prison. What's the big deal? Obama's probably going to do that anyway before he leaves office. And as far as Michael Moore, where he could go, We could send him to Nepal, but I'm a little afraid when he steps off the airplane, he could cause another earthquake. Talk to you later.
Oh, really? We're going to go there? Boy. Okay.
By the way, the state's attorney is in Baltimore is now saying the officers failed to find probable cause to arrest Gray, and also is saying criminal charges will be filed in his death. So this is going to be an interesting weekend.
Are they saying to keep things quiet over there, or do they really believe that?
The death of Freddie Gray ruled a homicide.
Wow.
That's the news. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy, he said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now, and the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.